This is VOA News. I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington. Palestinian health officials say Israeli strikes on the southern Gaza city of Rafah overnight killed 22 people, including 18 children. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Bulldozers move across the rubble of a destroyed building, searching for more victims from Israel's latest airstrikes on Rafah. The first strike killed a man, his wife and their three-year-old child. The second killed over a dozen children and two women, all from the same family. AP footage showed a man peeling back the top of a body bag to reveal the face of one of the deceased. Upon seeing the victim's face, another man bursts into cries of grief. Resident Rami Mikdad told the AP that the strikes were so powerful that the bodies from one of the struck buildings flew onto the streets covered in rubble. The strikes come as the U.S. approved billions of dollars of military aid to Israel. I'm Karen Chamas.
As President Joe Biden and Donald Trump step up their campaigning in swing states, a quieter battle is taking place in the shadows of their White House rematch. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
A senior advisor to Donald Trump's campaign, Danielle Alvarez, says lawsuits are a priority this year for the Republican National Committee. She says it's important to the former president, who wants the litigation done year-round. The Republican National Committee, newly reconstituted under Donald Trump, has filed election-related lawsuits in nearly half of the states, including Michigan and Nevada, where the maintenance of voter rolls is being challenged. Democrats and legal experts are warning all these lawsuits could overwhelm election officials and undermine voter confidence in the election outcome. The Democratic National Committee says it's investing tens of millions of dollars to increase voter protections. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is VOA News. Zimbabwe's President Emmerson Mnangagwa has granted amnesty to 4,000 inmates as part of efforts to ease crowding in jails. Columbus Mavunga reports from Harare, where Mnangagwa pardoned some prisoners last year, though some ended up back in jail.
That's the sound of jubilant pardoned prisoners leaving Zimbabwe's Chikurubi Maximum Prison in Harare. The prisoners were freed Friday after President Emmerson Mnangagwa granted amnesty to female prisoners, those with chronic ailments, juveniles, and those with life sentences who have served at least 20 years. There was no reprieve for murderers, treasonous, armed robbers, robbers, and those facing death sentences who were imprisoned for life. Those who were pardoned last year and were arrested again did not qualify for amnesty announced this week by President Mnangagwa. Columbus Mavunga, VOA News, Harare.
Witnesses in Central Africa Republic say at least 20 people have drowned after a ferry sank in the capital. Witnesses said Saturday that the wooden ferry was carrying more than 300 people to a funeral over the Mpoko River in Bangui on Friday when it started to collapse. Local boat pilots and fishermen were the first to react and rescued victims and collected bodies from the river before the emergency services arrived. The death toll is rising as the military takes over the search. The exact number of deaths is unknown, and the government did not comment. A Nigerian chess champion and child education advocate has played chess nonstop for 60 hours. Tunde Onakoya was attempting to break the Guinness World Record for the longest chess marathon. Onakoya started the attempt Wednesday in New York City's Times Square and aims to use it to raise $1 million to fund education for vulnerable children across Africa. He said the event is, quote, for the dreams of millions of children across Africa without access to education, end quote. He reached the 60-hour mark at about 12:40 a.m. Saturday, surpassing the existing chess marathon record of 56 hours, 9 minutes, and 37 seconds. In Washington, Nabil Biagio, VOA News.